listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Lead me from darkness to light, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, is the prayer. Egoism is darkness and surrender is light. There is an easy way to illumine the inner consciousness and the outer behavior with the light of God. Place the illumining flame of the name of the Lord on the tongue, which is the doorstep, and then the light will drive out the darkness from both inside and outside. Have it ever burning clear and bright. You will soon reach remarkable heights and enjoy happiness, the like of which you can seldom get by sticking to the senses. Spend the silent hours in meditation and Namasmarana in your own homes and deepen faith. I do not heed to bhajans which, like gramophone records, produce songs and namavalis without any feeling or yearning while singing. Hours of shouting do not count. A moment of concentrated prayer from the heart is enough to melt and move God. The name will remove the evil of Maya that now hides the Shakti or universal power from the Vyakti or individual being. Maya can be recognized and driven out only when the mind is purified by love and avoidance of envy and hatred born of egoism. No act done without love can be commended. There are so many who come to Prashanti Nilayam, thousands in fact, coming year after year, participating in the bhajans, listening to discourses and lectures, but staying exactly where they were when they first arrived. Name without feeling seldom reaches the mark. The name of the Lord must be recited with full feeling of awe and wonder, humility and reverence.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 73rd name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradipaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Pradipa means to ignite, to light. Baba ignites the spark of bhakti and jnana in us. He addresses us as Atma Swarupa, Divyatma Swarupa. He says, quote, "You resent being called liars, for your true nature is truth. You resent being described as ugly, for your true nature is beauty. You resent being damned as evil, for your true nature is goodness." Thus, he inspires us to worship the universal source of all truth, beauty and goodness. He insists on our asking and trying to get answers for questions like, who am I, where have I come from and why? What is the goal of life? These questions are the very basis of spiritual knowledge and effort. Bhakti or devotion leads to the sublimation of instincts and impulses, dedication of activity to the Lord, and the consequent cleansing of the mind. Jnana alone can liberate, but for the sun of Jnana to shine clear, the clouds of desire and delusion have to be dissolved by yoga, the control of mental activity. Of all methods of mental control, Baba has said, Bhakti Yoga is the easiest. It is available to young and old, rich and poor, learned and illiterate. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 73rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradipaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Shri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradipaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who kindles wisdom and devotion. Bhagwan Baba has shown us that the three paths that lead to liberation, work, worship, wisdom, are interrelated. Bhagwan says, quote, "Let all your work be based on wisdom. Let your bhakti be permeated with humility, love, compassion and non-violence. Karma is like a passenger train, which moves slowly. When you mix bhakti with it, it picks up speed and moves like an express train. Karma and bhakti together develop the knowledge of the true self, and this enables you to start the real journey towards your inner self." Unquote. Here is a story from Sai's Shirdi incarnation. On March 4, 1912, Mrs. Lakshmibai Kaparde, an ardent devotee of Sainath, went to Dwaraka Mai in the afternoon with a food platter to offer Naivedyam to Shirdi Sai. Usually at noon, Sainath did not give permission to ladies to enter Dwaraka Mai or the place where he used to reside. But he did not stop Lakshmibai and even partook the Naivedyam very lovingly. After the meal, Sainath took his seat and purposely stretched his legs. On seeing this, Lakshmibai was very happy and she started massaging them. Everything seemed fine up to now. But later something unusual happened. Sainath held Lakshmibai's hands, which were massaging his legs, and started pressing them with his own hands. On seeing this, Madhavrao Deshpande remarked, "Deva, what a remarkable sight we are seeing. We are witnessing the actual expression of love between God and his devotee. This is wonderful." Sainath was very pleased with Lakshmibai's attitude of seva, and he whispered in her ear, quote, "Keep chanting Raja Ram, Raja Ram constantly," unquote. Sainath, who normally did not give a mantra to anybody, being pleased with Lakshmibai's devotion, lit the lamp of wisdom in her heart in order to guide her on the path to liberation. Here is a story from the life of the present Sri Satya Sai Avatar. Once, while talking to a devotee from Shimoga, Swami inquired if he was performing morning and evening rituals of worship regularly. The devotee answered in a remorseful voice that he used to do it regularly, but he is not regular anymore. Looking at how regretful he was, Swami consoled him and instructed him to observe the rituals regularly. After reaching his home, the devotee searched for the Shivalinga worshipped by his ancestors and started to worship it with love and devotion, following Bhagwan's command to the core. Swami wished to show his approval and appreciation for the loving worship the devotee was offering him sincerely. The colorless Shivalinga he was worshipping gradually started to turn into a golden hue. After a few days, Swami's divine form became clearly visible in the Shivalinga for everyone to see. By this, Swami had concretized the faith and devotion of the devotee.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 73rd name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradipaya Namaha. The 74th name is
Om Sri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Baba shows the path of bhakti and through bhakti to jnana to all aspirants. The dusty, fair-weather district board road of karma leads to the metalled state garment road of bhakti, and this leads to the nice, asphalted national highway of jnana, says Baba. He is the guide. Once you start on the path to the goal of self-realization, he takes you by the hand and leads you, making every step easier than the previous one, removing obstacles, providing sustenance, both physical and spiritual. While only 16 years old, Baba assured the aged Digambara Swami that he would provide him with food and shelter wherever he may be, if he engaged himself in rigorous one-pointed tapas until he attained self-realization. He assured 70-year-old Swami Satchidananda that he would take full charge of him if he chose the path of tapas, wherever he may be. Gyanat evatu kaivalyam. By jnana alone is liberation attained, says Baba. But just as a fruit undergoes three stages of development, fruiting, maturity and ripeness, man too has to pass through karma, upasana and jnana. When the jnana stage is reached, sweetness fills the fruit and man is full of bliss. Baba is the sun which matures and ripens the fruit and fills it with ananda, bliss. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 74th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who confers wisdom and devotion on us. Bhagavan Baba has said, quote, Vedas declare there are three types of bhakti, bhautika, ekanta and ananya. Bhautika bhakti is connected with the jada or the physical. If one is immersed in meditation and idols, all the experiences arise out of the body, mind and intellect, and they are transient. The body has to perish one day, and so the experiences also perish. However, this type of bhakti is necessary for the first stage. Traveling on this path, we should slowly march towards the second stage of ekanta bhakti. This bhakti means dedication to one idol or form and experiencing mental vision of that one form exclusively in privacy. Ekanta bhakti is a subtle state achieved by effective control of the mind and experiencing oneself as antaratma, the indweller. In case of ekanta bhakti, the mind is dissolved and is in a still state. One develops the feeling that God is everywhere and in every being. And lastly, bhakti without any other thought or feeling is ananya bhakti. It is one-pointed devotion to God involving total surrender. Unquote. Swami also says, quote, bhakti is not a temporary state. It is an unbroken contemplation of God without any interposing thought or feeling, a sadhana to be undertaken constantly. Unquote.
Dear listeners, till now we listen to a short story glorifying the 74th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Bhakti Jnana Pradaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Sagari nire sadani sagamadamare. ಗಿಡದೇಯ